It's a statement of Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Hamahalech Baderach Vashona, somebody who's doing the right thing. So Uvlech Chavaderach, the Torah says that they're walking down the path and they're studying Torah and they're immersed in their thoughts of studying Torah and then they stop. Umapsik Mimishnaso Omer Manoi Ilan Zeh. I don't know, they see a beautiful oak tree or a beautiful, weeping willow or whatever it is, and they take a moment to appreciate it, or they see a field which is plowed very well. It reflects the attention to detail of the individual who owns the field or works the field, and they say Manoya Nirzeh Malalavakosov Kiilu Mischayev Benafsho. The crime is so severe that it's as if it warrants a death penalty. And of course, amongst all of the crimes that we can imagine a person committing in this world, this doesn't seem like a capital offense, at least not from where I'm standing. If anything, they're appreciating God's world. So what exactly is going on here? So I have to say the approach in the vast majority of the Rishonim, I would say it's some consensus view, is enachanami, but it's still a problem. The Bartanura says it's true. There's a way of praising God through creation. We have a special bracha, kashikacha lo be'olamo, when you see something beautiful that God created. But nonetheless, Talmud Torah is Talmud Torah, and that has to, be the primary focus, or in this case, the exclusive focus. And a person who takes a break, even to comment on the beauty of God's world, that is not an excusable kind of an offense. That is maintaining, I think, the simple reading of the text, and also, a very high standard. It's a little difficult, obviously, from the perspective that we have, that we're supposed to appreciate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in many different ways. So another interpretation might be helpful. So many of the Achronim suggest a little bit of a different reading, that the key words here, and I think, again, we discussed this a number of weeks ago when we were learning the third parak of Pirkei Avos between Pesach and Shavuos. So we said that they focus on the two words, umafsik mimishnaso. That is to say that the problem is that the person conceptualizes it as a hefsik, as two different areas. That they don't relate to God as both Melame Torah, Lamo Yisrael, as the one who gave the Torah, as well as the one who was Borei Olam, who created the world. They live a fragmented religious life. So if you ask them, who created the world, they would say God. If you ask them who gave the Torah, they would say God, but they don't experience it that way. So it's umafsik mimishnaso, and our responsibility is to try to appreciate God in many different areas of life. The Rambam writes about the mitzvah of avas Hashem, which for the Rambam could only be accomplished through coming to know God. So how do you come to know God? So the Rambam says it's very difficult. He admits that. We really can only say what God is not, but the only way that we can try to know God is in the way that he allows himself to be known, which is two areas. One, of course, through the study of Torah. The Rambam emphasizes that in the Sefer HaMitzvos. And the other area that we can come to know God is, as the Rambam emphasizes, the Yad HaChazaka, by looking at the majesty of his creation. Masav ubruav haniflaim, yadu nisavet hava gedola leida sashem agadol, the Rambam writes over there. So, part of our community's approach is to try to appreciate God in both of these ways, to appreciate God through the study of Torah, and to appreciate God through the study of the natural sciences, to appreciate the choreography that goes into creating the world, and not being guilty of this umafsik mimishnaso, of seeing these as disconnected, as one having nothing to do with the other. So in that case, the Mishnah would be read as follows. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Mahalech Baderech Vashona, a person is walking along the path and learning. Umafsik mimishnaso, not just in the sense that they stop learning, but that they really don't experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the creator of the world, and therefore they stop their learning, and they have a secular experience. Rabbi Omer, Manoi Ilan Zeh, and then they can go back to their learning, so they're depriving themselves and denying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu a much more authentic relationship with him. And I'll say that I don't think it's just limited to these two areas as well. We can appreciate Hashem in many different ways. Some people connect to God very well through the study of history. They see the Yad Hashem, the guiding hand of providence in many different ways, moving things along, through the, let's say, return of the Jewish people to our ancestral homeland, something that has no precedent in the annals of human history. So there are many different ways to appreciate Hashem, and like we spoke about the other night in terms of our community's approach to try to utilize different talents to give back to God. So I would say the same thing really maintains in this case. Some people are really excellent at appreciating Hashem from the perspective of Torah. Some people are very excellent at appreciating God through the perspective of science. And everybody should try to appreciate the fact that there are many different ways of appreciating Hashem. Different people connect in different ways. I don't have this talent, but some people do. Say, in the musical realm, right? Some people, like, they say about Einstein. Einstein was obviously mostly known as a scientist, but he was actually, for an amateur, sort of very, very gifted musician. And he made the comment that I can only understand at my level, but he meant it at a different level, that the music of Mozart was in harmony with the rhythms of the universe. That there was something about the way that Mozart wrote music that actually aligned with the laws of physics. Einstein was a believer in God and is... if not a practitioner of organized religion. So again, it's important for us to look around and to appreciate the diversity of our own experiences and try to appreciate that even if it's not necessarily the easiest way for me to connect, another person might connect in this way, and that we should appreciate b'chol drachacha da'ehu v'huyi asher chosacha, that God really does make himself available through many different portals of entry. And just because I might happen to take one or two more frequently than others doesn't mean that we shouldn't try to appreciate Hashem in the fullest and most far-reaching way possible. Rabbi Chanani ben Akasha, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu, Zakos, Yisrael, Avikach, Hir Balam, Tar Mitzvah, Shenemar, Adnei Chavetz, Man, Tiko, Yagdil, Terav, Yadir, Kaddish, Terav, Anan.